Hashtag Mishnah Hey, Kulas Hamek, Kulas Hamuk Tosh. The marrow bump from a maid, the person that died, and the marrow bump from behemoth that was hegged, and the basa had become noiser or pigle. The basa was left over after the allotted time for the achila of that korban. War with pigle. One of the avodas was done with the machshavet kufruz mana. The person who did the avoda had a mind to eat from the basa after the allotted time for the achila of that korban. In such a case, the basa was pigle. And the rabbanim were good. The basa noiser and basa pigle is the tami ethi adayim. It's the time of the hand of a person that touched it. Just like they were geyser that the basar is mitame the adayim, so too they were geyser that etzem that mitameh the basar, and etzem that held basar, such as the marrow bone, is also mitame the adayim. Hanogea behen, being sumim, being the kuvin tum.
Somebody who touches the marrow bone of a mace, or of mukdashan that's nicer or pigle, whether the marrow is totally enclosed with no opening in the etzem at all, or whether there is an opening in the etzem, in either case, the person who touches that marrow bone is tummy. Had the bone of a mace is matame, even if the bone is very small, the size of a seora, a barley, it's matame. Even if it's not a marrow bone, it's a regular bone, it's matame. And by noiser or pigle, if it's a narrow bone, then it's matame. The rabbanim were geyser that a bone that held bust is matame by noiser or pigle. It doesn't make a difference whether there's an opening to get the marrow out or not. Kulas nevela, the kulas hasheret. Hanogea behem stumen tahira. Marrow bone of a nevela, behemoth that died without shechita, and the marrow bone of a sheret. Somebody who touches a marrow bone, when the marrow is totally enclosed, there's no opening in the bone. The person is tar. And the bone of an avela or a sheret is not mitame. Even though this bone, since there's marrow inside, is a shomer lebasa, it protects the basa. Even so, it's not mitame, since there's no opening in the bone and it's impossible to touch the basa inside of it. The kuvim kol shehu mitamin b'magra. But if there's even the smallest opening in the bone, in such a case, the marrow bone of a sheret and avela would be mitama b'magra. As the bone is a shomer to the basar, it protects the basar. And a shomer to the basar is matami, even though normally a bone of a sheret and avela is not matami, but if it's a shomer to the basar, if there's marrow inside, it would be matami. And in this case, since it's possible to touch the marrow by inserting a hair inside this hole, by touching the hair, that's as if you touch the marrow. So therefore, the etzem is matami, just like the basar itself. How do you know that if you carry the marrow bone of an avela, they would be tami? If the marrow bone has an opening inside of it. Talmud loy marhanu gevanuzim. Es the balakla maga, balakla maga. The pasuk says somebody who touches or carries an avela is tummy. We can infer from there that anything that is tummy maga, as in this case where the marrow bone has a hole in it, tummy maga, it's possible to touch the basa, so therefore if you touch the bone also your tummy. In such a case also, it's tummy b'masa, if you carry this marrow bone, you would be tummy. Lo balakla maga, lo balakla maga. But something that there is no tumas negiyah, it's impossible to touch the basa, such as the marrow bone that's totally enclosed, so there's no tumas magas, it's impossible to touch the marrow inside of it. Such a thing is also not tummy masa. If you would carry a marrow bone of an avela that the marrow is totally enclosed in the opening of the bone, you would not be tummy
b'masa. The egg of a sheret, one of the shmonah shratim that is mitame. Some of the shmonah shratim lay eggs, such as a lizard and a snake. Now, if you touch the base of a sheret that has an embryo inside of it, you are tar. We're talking about where there's no opening in the egg at all. So even though the egg is a shomer lebasa, it's protecting the sheret inside of it, but since it's impossible to touch the sheret inside of it, since it has no opening, you are not tummy if you touch the egg. Mikvah kol shehu tmeh. But if the egg has even the slightest opening, in such a case, by touching the egg, you are tummy. As the egg is a shomer to the sheret inside of it, and since it's possible to touch the sheret inside of it by inserting a hair inside the hole, so therefore the egg also is tummy since the shomer lebasa. Ach por shechetiu basa, shechetiu adama. Hanogea bebasa tummy ba'adama tor. There are certain achbarim type of mice that do not multiply in the normal way. Instead, they are created from the ground by itself. For example, you have an ashtra, a garbage dump. Sometimes in that garbage dump, achbarim are formed by itself from the ground. Now, sometimes on the achbar, it's only half formed. You only see half an achbar there, and half is still adam, it's still ground. And they will eventually form an entire achbar. If you touch the half of achbar that has already been formed, you are tamer. But if you touch the adam of the ground next to it, you are tar. Even though the ground next to it will eventually turn into the rest of the achbar, since right now it's adam, you are tar. So if you hear the adam, you can get a basar tamer. Rabbi Yehuda said, just like if you touch the half of achbar that's already formed, so our tummy, so too, if you touch the ground next to it, which will eventually turn into the other half of the achbar,